Lesson 18. How to keep fit. Text A. 10 years ago, I used to be very fit. I cycled to work and I got a lot of exercise at the weekends. I used to play tennis a lot and go for long walks. In those days, I didn't earn very much. I had a job in an office. It wasn't a very good job, but I had a lot of time to do the things I enjoyed doing. Then, about 8 years ago, I got a much better job. The pay was better. But the hours were a lot longer, too. I bought a car and drove to work every day. I began to take people out to lunch. Expense account lunches. And I began to put on weight, too. I stopped playing tennis and going for long walks at the weekend because I just didn't have any time for things like that anymore. There's a lot of stress in a job like mine. Perhaps that's why I started drinking more than I used to. For example, I used to have only half a glass of whiskey when I got home. Then I started filling the glass to the top. Then I had another glass, and then another. I started smoking a lot, too. I never used to smoke at all. 2 months ago, I had a heart attack. At first, I just couldn't believe it. "I'm too young," I said. Luckily, it wasn't very serious. I was in hospital a few days, and they did a lot of tests. The doctor advised me to stop smoking and to eat less. He told me to do a lot of other things, too, but I don't see how I can do some of them and keep my job. For example, he advised me to work less and get more exercise. But I just haven't any time. My job takes everything out of me. Sometimes I wonder if I should get another job. Perhaps I could do something like I used to do. But if I do that, I won't earn as much. I have a family to support. I have to think of them too. I just don't know what I should do. What do you think? Text B. Here is one person who really believes in keeping fit. Her name is Mrs. Laura Taylor. She is 45, but looks at least 10 years younger. Let's listen to her story. It all started about 2 years ago. In those days, things were very different. I was overweight. I used to smoke a lot, about 30 cigarettes a day. I never got any exercise. I used to stay at home all day. I never went out into the fresh air, except to do the shopping. And even then I used to take the car. One day, I looked at myself in the mirror. "My God," I thought, "I look terrible." I tried to touch my toes. I couldn't do it. I found an old dress. I couldn't put it on. It was too small. Or rather, I was too fat. The next day, I tried to jog a little. At first, it was terrible. I mean, I just couldn't run, not even a short distance. And at first, people used to laugh at me. "Why are you running? Are you in a hurry?" they shouted. But now I've completely changed the way I live. I've stopped eating meat, and I've started eating far more fresh vegetables. My husband and daughter have started that, too. At first, they didn't like the new food, but they've changed. About 6 months ago, I sold my car and bought a bike. Recently, I've started doing yoga exercises. My husband often goes cycling with me now, and my daughter jogs with me in the evening. They've both lost weight and are much healthier than they used to be, too. Additional information. Yoga. Have you ever tried to hold your breath for a long time and then let it out slowly? This is one of the techniques of an ancient Indian discipline known as yoga. For thousands of years, people have used yoga to help search for happiness and contentment. Students of yoga often study for as long as 20 years before becoming masters or yogis. They learn many different physical exercises. These exercises are designed to put the students in good physical condition. Then they can concentrate on deep religious thoughts without worrying about physical discomforts. Many yoga exercises involve putting the body into difficult positions. Some of them are very hard to learn. Have you ever tried to fold your legs over one another? This is one of the basic yoga positions. It is called the lotus position. Most people find it difficult to stay in that position for even a few minutes, but yogis train themselves to remain in the lotus position for hours or even days. They are taught to overcome the physical discomforts of holding these positions. Other exercises and rules teach concentration. Yogis feel this is the key to finding inner peace. This kind of concentration is called meditation. Yogis and many other people practice meditation. They claim that it makes them feel relaxed and peaceful. Some people say that it makes them feel better, just as good exercise does, but other people claim that it is a way of achieving a strong religious feeling. These people say that meditation helps them feel much closer to God. The word yoga itself comes from an ancient Sanskrit word meaning union. What kind of union do you think the word refers to? Why would people want to have this kind of experience?